kind of sensitive to that. The rule is no more than two members of each committee may be members of the same political party. It doesn't say same caucus, it says political party. So if you guys wanted to be bad guys, you could appoint two coalition Republicans and one coalition Democrat. Senate could do the same thing. And this year, that wouldn't work in the House because you'd have to have 3/4 of the vote of the full membership. But if we didn't have quite 13, you could very well do that. So there's no protection for the minority under this setup at all. And perhaps there's not all that much protection under the other system, except that you do have members of the public in there, and they're probably not as beholden to the political organization as would otherwise be the case.
Well, I don't think, Mr. Miller, with all due respect, I don't believe this is a case of politics, whether it's Republican, Democratic, or whatever it is. I think we are legislators at large trying to police ourselves. Because I'm a Republican doesn't mean I'm going to make a decision based on that because you're a Democrat. I'm going to do it as the man on the violation, if there is a violation, in fact, and give fair and just treatment to that, rather than the case of having being influenced by a Republican or a Democrat. I don't think the politics has anything to do with this at all. This isn't like a committee like we have here where the minority votes no, and around the House, the minority votes no, and the majority votes yes. I don't believe we're into that situation in this particular ethics bill.
Well, Mr. Chairman, why in the world do you suppose they put in this provision that no more than two parties of each subcommittee should be members of the same political party?
Because two, two, and two.
Two
and two. You got six members, right?
Well, you've got two committees of three members each. Although this calls it one committee of six members, in actuality, the six members will
never.
The six members will never meet, never, in the whole history of the world. The subcommittee will never meet as six members. They'll meet as subcommittees of three members each. The Senate to deal with Senate things, the House to deal with House things.
And Mr. Cowdery?
Well, the conference committees, I think, are set up with the same structure.
No, sir. No, the Carlisle doesn't even exist because the subcommittees, the conference committees, do meet. The whole function is that three and three get together and become six. There's no provision in this that the six members ever get together. You know, the Senate takes care of the Senate things, and the House takes care of the House things, and the Queen never takes.
Mr. Kim?
Mr. Larson?
Through the chair, if I may ask a question of Mr. Burrier, please. Let me put it in context here. But basically what we have before us is a piece of legislation that really should define what a legislator can and cannot do. And then we go through a whole process that if something is alleged or if facts point towards to have a commission decision. What effect does this have on the people's right for a recall election? Can they initiate a recall while this process is going on? Or would this process eliminate that?
Chairman, this would have absolutely no effect on the recall elections.
Okay, a recall could be going on then at the same time the rest of this commission and that is meeting.
Yes, because at a recall you don't have to be guilty of anything except just having that voter not like you.
Well, there's a little bit more than that. There are some specific grounds.
There has to be allegations, but no proof.
Malfeasance and misfeasance, whatever that is.
Those allegations must be within specific grounds.
Yes. They don't have to be proven.
Okay. Some other questions on it? Do you have anything, Mr. Burns?
Nope. I'm totally against it.
Totally against it.
The whole bill.
Oh, everything. Well, there is a... Mr. Larson, do you have any further conversation?
No, thank you, Mr. Burns.
Mr. Baskin?
I don't think so, thank you.
Mr. Miller?
Is the motion still before us?
The motion is still on the floor to accept the language for the committee substitute for Senate Bill 257, the judiciary. As
I would be around to listen.
And we do have objection. Okay, we'll take a, I'd like to have a voice count on it. Motion has been made. We'll have a voice count.
Restate the motion.
To accept the committee, the language in committee substitute for Senate Bill 257 Judiciary, to accept the language in House Bill 362, to delete the language in 362 and insert committee substitute for Senate Bill, the language in committee substitute for Senate Bill number 257 Judiciary.
Mr. Chairman, may I ask a question? What is the next committee referral of Judiciary?
Judiciary. Close to Judiciary. Okay, Mr. Larson?
No.
Mr. Furness?
Yes.
Abood, yes. Mr. Cowdery?
Yes.
Mr. Schultz?
Yes.
Mr. Miller?
No.
Mr. Vasca?
No.
4-3, the motion is has been adopted. I would accept. Mr. Miller?
Chairman, I move to amend the now adopted committee substitute to say that in the section that deals with the makeup of the commission, the language of the Joint Committee on Ethics be adopted.
130.
2460, 130.
What page?
There is a motion.
Page 7. Page 7 of the Senate. I have a question.
Mr. Vasca?
Are you substituting the language in House Bill 362?
Yes.
Okay. The language in 362, and I'm embarrassed I can't find it right here. Make page up. 8 of the House version, page 7 of the Senate version.
Okay, yeah, on page 8, section 24.
It comes in under page 3, under 2460.130, Legislative Ethics Commission. Let me see here. Find out where the hell I'm at.
What are we doing here?
Just a second, I don't know. Okay, select committee.
130?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, if I may,
Mr. Larson,
briefly, I'd like to speak in favor of the motion. And just give an example. It's true that it was local government, but back in the Matanuska Susitna Borough, we found on our ethics committee it was much better to have all lay people than it was to have even a mixture, much less some all assembly persons. So for that reason, I would support the motion.
The motion is to delete. To delete, now that we've adopted the language in it and all things with it, with the committee substitute for Senate Bill 257. To delete the language on page 7, line 1, negative. Page 7 of the Senate bill, line 24, between 24 and 25, under 2460130, delete the language over through page 8, down to line 14. Including line 14, and insert House Bill 362, and insert the language on page 8, line 3, under section 246130, the following language through page 8 of 362, and page 9. Down to line 28.
That's correct.
Through line 28. What it does is...
Excuse me, just 1 second. We've got several copies of the Senate version. We have a 5783.
Throw that away.
Right.
This is what we're doing. The judiciary on that one.
But this is not the latest copy.
Could that's the latest one. Mr. Berry.
What you really want to do, these are the two versions you really...
really working from.
Right. Well, we don't have that same kind. Right. We're working from this.
Yeah, but the same numbers.
They're the same thing, all right.
You would delete starting line one on page 8.
On what bill?
On 257.
All right. Line what on page 8?
Line 1, page 8. Before it starts selectively on legislative ethics.
I don't see that on my page 8. Which one am I looking at?
Are the printed versions that were given?
Okay, I'm sorry, gentlemen. May I have your attention?
You need to use the printed version.
This is the printed version. Up in the upper right-hand corner, it says 51083. What the hell is this?
The same
section. In that case, I don't have the
yeah, still taking one. Still taking one section.
Committee, stand to these, please.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to rephrase the motion with the commission. I move that we take the committee version that we just adopted, the Judiciary Senate Bill 257, and exclude sections 2460, 130, and 140. We exclude those sections and include in that place section 2460, 130, and 140 out of House Bill 362. That will take up the makeup and duties out of the Senate bill and use the makeup and duties that are in the House bill.
Okay, I would object, Mr. Chairman, just for the sake of the debate.
There is an objection. Discussion, Mr. Furness?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm just looking at it. Again, I want to make sure what the differences are. One says 6, one says 7.
Well, they're totally...
The world of it.
They're totally different.
One is a
totally different concept.
One's a single body that includes the public. The others are two bodies that do not... Separate bodies that do not include the public.
Mr. Chairman, if I may just provide comments to support my objection. One of the things we should be trying to do is bring these documents down to a point that we've got a common document. The intent here is to adopt something again that we can agree upon, and for that sake, I say let's keep the Senate language in there since this is what the Senate has supported so far. It's our intent to deal with this time, and that would be my
that makes the line of change.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Chairman, we've adopted the entire bill that the Senate has adopted. You know, and what we're saying is, you know, we've had a lot of people do a lot of work on this particular side, also on this piece of legislation, and it's my feeling that it's first of all it's wise for us to do it, and so I support putting that in there. I supported it a while ago, and I support it now. Putting that,
remember, this is like it was a committee made up of both the House and the Senate,
right?
Not just the House.
And now, and we're recommending that it be made up of one committee rather than two separate committees, and I think that's the way it should be. Should be one committee rather than two committees, and that's what the amendment does. Establishes one committee. That's what the House version did, and that's what we should do. Uh-huh. And if it has to go to some compromise, then let the powers that be sit down in free conference and debate the issue and hammer it out. There's a motion on the floor to
you all understand the amendment to the adopted. I will take a voice count again. Mr. Furness?
No.
Abood, yes.
Mr. Condry?
No.
Mr. Schultz?
Yes.
Mr. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Garson?
Yes.
Mr. Larson?
Yes.
The count is 5-2. The amendment has passed. We will Mr. Gloria.
No longer be before all of the amendments were
that show up in various places, like the proceedings and the definition. But I'll go ahead and make those administratively.
Thank you, Mr. Vasquez.
Mr. Chairman, I move that Mr. Barry make those changes so that the committee authorizes him to make those changes.
Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. The amendment has been adopted.
Ready for a motion?
I'm ready for a motion.
And Mr. Chairman, I move that we pass whatever it's called, well, the committee substitute for House Bill 362, From the committee, I ask for unanimous consent.
Object.
Unanimous individual recommendations.
Asking for individual recommendations. There is an objection, however.
Now, let me make sure. What's the motion again, Mr. Chairman?
To pass it out of committee.
I'm moving to ask unanimous.
With the amendments. With the new language in the
amendment. With the new language and the amendment.
I don't think we can do that, Mr. Chairman, until we get the final document back from Mr. Barry.
Well, we can always do that.
My objection still stands.
Well, I want to pass the next committee, however. Well, what is the pleasure of the committee? To pass it out without the amendment being written up thus far, and you want to hold the bill until Mr. Barrier gets it over to us, we can take a look at it and then pass it out of committee right away. I have nothing to pass to them right now to begin with, and I have to get it up by 3 o'clock or 3rd July sometime. So, Mr. Baskin?
Well, I was going to say, that's fine with me, but I suppose we still have time to look at the final version.
I prefer to wait until we get the final version and pass it out. Would you remove your... Remove the motion, please.
Done. Finished.
Consider your motion.
I ask unanimous consent that I be allowed to remove my motion.
Hearing no objections. Hearing no objections, so ordered.
Mr. Chairman, could I ask when we're going to hear the two election bills?
I was just going to make comment about that. What is that coming back up on the schedule again, Carol? The other two bills that we did that we... I see. That'll be coming up again then.
Mr. Chairman, there's no chance we can deal with those liquids. I mean, they've been published, so we could do it. But the public notice has been given, so that all of those rules...
The only mistake that I made this morning was I didn't make the announcement on the floor. I had it in front of me, but I was sitting up on my deal, so I didn't see it. But it was real good reasons why we couldn't hear him today. As you can see, the time is 5:03, and I felt...
I have no quarrel on that.
But I do have it also scheduled for next week, and then we'll be up again. Mr. Chairman,
what are we talking about?
There's no 15 minutes? There are 15 minutes. Well, there's none, but we haven't gotten the 15 minutes tonight. We haven't got the 15 minutes tonight.
Well, there is no fiscal note on the president's climate. And there shouldn't be any fiscal note this year. And there shouldn't be any fiscal note on the measures bill.
Well, and we're still into this deal. We are going to hear him next week, Mr. Miller. I don't know what else I can say because of the schedule we got out there all set up already. So I can't be switching. I just don't feel comfortable switching them around. I have no particular reason why they didn't come up except just for the president. And I am scheduled for Thursday and Friday. I'm going to go. But that's to your satisfaction. I'll get them up as early as we can. I don't know exactly when, but it will be this week.
Well, that's the best we can do. I'm quite anxious that we deal with it.
I understand. Any further business to come before the committee?